And we are back right here on Talk of the Town. And on the telephone with us, we have Alan Bell, who is, I tell you, you amaze me with everything that you've done with your crusade. He's written a book, and before we forget it, let's tell them how they can get your book and give the website out before we get into this radon thing.
Absolutely, Nell. If you go to my website, it's alanbell.me.
And that's spelled A-L-A-N.
Right, that's correct. A-L-A-N-B as in boy, E-L-L, dot me, M-E. And on the website, it'll guide you to where to go buy the book. And the book is important because not only does it show you what the problem is, but it also shows you what the solution is as well. And that's what this is all about.
Well, you know, you mentioned Fred Tokars.
I did.
talk to us about that. Tell us that story.
Well, Fred Tokars, I guess, was a very famous person in the city of Atlanta back in the 90s. It's a small world now.
I know.
Back in the 70s, I went to the University of Miami, and Fred Tokars was a classmate of mine. And he was he was the dream man of the sorority. He was the most likely to succeed on campus. He was every mother's wish for their daughter to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody knows what happened in the end, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, and you know, all of these things come back to the fact that we put ourselves out there in too many situations. Like, people can be spraying paint and not even have on a mask, or, you know, stuff like that, that you could, you know, like, for instance, some people in the mornings, like if you're using hairspray, it might be good for you to put on a mask. All this stuff is toxic. I don't care what they say. They say it's safe and everything to use, but I still think it's toxic. And, you know, one of the heroines of the toxic world is Erin Brockovich, you know, and she really fought for that and still doing it, I guess.
Well, I hooked up with Erin Brockovich's boss, Ed Masry, who was the lawyer in the film. And Ed and I ended up doing some toxic tort cases together, representing poor people that were injured by the environment and bringing the bad guys to justice. So I did work with Erin and her boss, Ed Masry, here in California. It's funny how things end up. I also worked with a gentleman by the name of Jan Schlichtman. I don't know if you recall the best-selling book called A Civil Action, which is a New York Times bestseller, and they made a movie out of it starring John Travolta called mm-hmm. Civil Action. And it was based on a true-life lawyer who also fought for victims of environmental injury, and I hooked up with him. In fact, Jan wrote the foreword in my book.
Really?
He did.
That's great. You know, I like this. There's a paragraph about you, kind of, sort of. Poisoned was written for anyone who cares about their health and the health of their loved ones. Young, old, black, white, Christian, Jewish, Muslim. We all breathe the same air, drink the same water, and eat the same food, and we're all equally at risk. There are no geographical borders. We are all in the same boat. While other books teach you how to improve your health through diet, exercise, and supplements, Poisoned reveals a completely different culprit that has been largely overlooked until now. What you touch and what you breathe can also make you ill. And boy, I tell you what, that kind of sums it up there. Is there a way to do, before we run out of time, talk to us about radon. Where does it come from and what is it?
Radon is a naturally occurring gas. It's a radioactive gas from radioactive rocks from within the Earth. and it seeps out from the earth. And if you build a house on top of a radon gas infested piece of ground, it will seep up into your attic and go into the airspace where you live in. It will only seep up if you have cracks in your structure. So the best thing to do is buy a radon gas test kit. Uh-huh. You could. It's in my book on where to get that.
Oh, and you've got it so that we can go to the website and get that too?
You go to the website, and on the website, you know, my book is there. You could actually download a free chapter in my book. And in the book is a whole guide on how to protect yourself and modify your lifestyle when it comes to food, when it comes to water, when it comes to air, which is where the radon gas is included, mm-hmm. when it comes to personal care products like sunscreens and, you know, lotions that you put on your hair and skin, a whole chapter on children and how to keep them safe, and what type of cookware to cook in so the toxins don't leach into your food from the cooking utensils and materials that you're using.
Isn't stainless steel pretty good and safe?
Stainless steel is great. So is iron, and so is glassware.
Yeah,
but
that's what I use.
Exactly. And this non-stick stuff, stay away from, because it leaches into your food.
Aha. See there? The website again. Tell us the website again.
Sure. It's Alan Bell, alanbell.me. It's not .com, it's .me. I guess it's
.me.
.me, like me.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you say you'll let them have the first chapter of the book.
Right. You go to the website, you sign up, and you could download a free chapter in the book.
That's fantastic. That's just really good. Oh, before we've got a couple more minutes here. You know what bothers me, Alan, is the fact that we go about life not knowing these things, and we're being exposed, and so are our little babies, the newborns. And, you know, sometimes I've never been guilty of this, because everything that I got when my babies were born were, you know, gifts. And some people will take those blankets, unwrap them, and put that baby in that brand new blanket without washing it.
Yeah, you're wrapping your baby in poisons. And even the beds that we sleep on, they're loaded with flame retardants. And, you know, we spend at least a third of our life sleeping. So get yourself a bed that's made out of organic cotton, not synthetic materials, and you could do the same thing for your baby. And also make sure that there's no flame retardants on your bed. You can get a doctor to write a prescription, and then they will give you a bed without flame retardants in it, mm-hmm. which is really toxic, especially for your kids. And diapers for your children. You know, back in the 70s, they started coming out with plastic diapers.
I know.
Well, you're basically wrapping your baby in plastic. The mm-hmm. best thing to do is what they've done for thousands of years, and that is use cotton cloth diapers.
You know, and that's what I did with my kids. I mean, it wasn't a pleasant job, but boy, they had clean diapers.
And yes, moms, you're going to have to wash them.
Uh-huh.
But you know, your babies and your kids are going to grow up and thank you for it.
Absolutely.
So basically, as a general rule with the kids, is just buy them fragrance-free products.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it.
And, you know, perfume, I love to smell good, but that's just not the best thing in the world for you to breathe either. Well, Alan, I want to get you back sometimes, because we just scraped the surface. We didn't even scrape the surface. But the typical medical doctor is taught only an average of 6 hours. Now get this, 6 hours of environmental health education in medical school. And just for curiosity, the next time you visit your physician when you are ill, ask him or her if they've been trained to identify illness caused by environmental exposure.
That's
and I
right.
I bet you they'll say no.
They will say no. And I'm going to be on Coast to Coast tonight on television.
Oh, great.
On national radio. It's at 1 a.m. your time. And I'm going to get into that whole thing on why doctors don't know this. There's a reason why, and I'm going to get into that. And I'm also going to get into why the government does not protect us. There's reasons for this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get into that tonight on Coast to Coast.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Alan. We'll get back with you on some things because we just barely hit the surface. So thank you for being with us today
on
Talk of the Town.
It's a pleasure.
All right.
It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.